You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Tana Rabban, Bein Hashmashes. Now, what does Bein Hashmashes mean? Between the sons. Bein Hashmashes is Machoikis. The Maral says it means between 2 days. The Shemesh is the king of the day. So therefore we say, now it's who rules during the day? What's the Iker? Oy Yizuch Lecha Shemesh. That means the bright... We unfortunately, because we live... I say unfortunately because, unfortunately, we live in a society that has electricity. So to us, there's no day and there's no night. The only thing at night is we fall asleep. That's the only thing. But we can have the same life during the day and during the night. It sort of ruined everything, right? It used to be that when you didn't have electricity, it was, you know, you went to sleep early, you learned, you got to sleep, you got early. The day was the ikar focal point. The sun came up. Like in last week's parsha, right? That Yaakov Avinu, the Shemesh Marpet. So the Shemesh is called the king of the days. So when you say between the days, you Bein Hashmash, you mean between the days. In other words, the Bein Hashem created a world with this day and this night, this day and the night. Mean Yom V'Layla, what we call Yom V'Layla, right? Yom V'Layla, a new day, right? We'll call it Yom Aleph, Yom Beis, and Gimel. In English, we call it Sunday, Monday, but as we've reiterated many times, it's not the same. Our Yom Rishon started last night, and today, by whatever, that's what we're going to see. So that's called Yom Rishon. Then, in other words, the starting point of Maisa Bereishis is the beginning of Yom Aleph, right? Then 24 hours later, which again, 24 hours is because there are 12 mezuzos, so each hour of the day we call a different mazel, there are 12 mezuzos. So Memela, what we call 24 hours later, what's called 60 minutes, which didn't exist, but in the Chazal's time, 60 minutes of 24 hours, 24 hours of 24 of 60 minutes, that starts a new day. So in between that is a point that we call Bein Hashmashes. What is that? Let's see. That's the morale. The Goyen has a different pshat, which he says it's between two shkias. And we'll see what that means. I don't know if we'll do it today. It's not that negev. But Tana Rabban, Bein Hashmashes, Safik min hayom, Safik min halayla. Safik kulam min hayom, Safik kulam min halayla. In other words, like this. Let's say tonight you have Bein Hashmashes, right? So the Zman of Bein Hashmashes, this midpoint, is a Safik if it's, we'll call it just Sunday and Monday. Again, we don't mean Sunday, Monday, we mean Yom Rishon and Yom Sheni. Therefore, so it's a Safik whether the whole thing is a day, that whole point, the whole thing is night, or part of it is day and part of it is night. Rashi Atketekach seems to say, which is not Negea, Tosfos understands Rashi, that it could vary every day. Pashas is not that way. Or it's one day, it could be, the whole thing could be day, the next day could be night, the next day could be two-thirds day, one-third night, and so forth. But that's not the Pashas. The Pashas is not Negea us, but what does it mean, Shnei Yomim? Meaning, let's say, for instance, if a person's a Zav, and a Zav sees in 2 days, there's a chi of carbon. If he sees Bein Hashmashes, so could be it's a suffix if he's chi of carbon, and so forth. Erev Shabbos, Bein Hashmashes, you look at it, it could be it's already Shabbos, you can't do malacha. Matzei Shabbos, right, you can't do malacha. Why? Because it might be still Shabbos. Therefore, if a person will, let's say, pick a fruit at Bein Hashmashes one night, and Bein Hashmashes Friday afternoon, and then another fruit at Bein Hashmashes Shabbos afternoon. What will be the din? What? Why? Why? Maybe one was day and one was night. He did one at, that's called 6 to 6:15. Okay, let's just for right now. So he did one at 6:10, and the next night at 6:12.
And his
6:12
was...
Really 6:10 was the answer. Right, so he's potter. Maybe. But if he did the first night, the first day, 6:12, and the second one, 6:10, then you're right. Because Memanoshach, even if you, one of them was belonged to Shabbos, it came since it was earlier. No, the 6:12, let's say, okay, maybe it belonged to Friday. But 6:10, if you can say 6:12 belongs to Friday, 6:10 has to belong to Shabbos. And if you can say 6:12 belongs to Shabbos, right? And 6:10 belongs to 6:12 belongs to Shabbos, right? Let's say. Right? So 6:10, yeah. So Bamanoshach you have You can't be chayv. You don't know if you chayv 10, but you know for sure you chayv 1. That's the point. So that's taka the din. That's Tosfos Kasha and Rashi. If it changes every day, how you chayv? But akoponim, that's the din. The Gemara says like this: Matil anoisa chaymer shnei yam. Now, but what is bein hashmashus? Mishatishka chama, which technically means when the sun sets. Kol zman shepnei mizrach madim. If you look at the east, there's still redness there. Hichsif atachtim, it became silver, dark. Right, it looks silvery. As we know, black, right, is sort of a silvery color. The loy hichsif elyon. It's dark at the bottom, but not at the top. There's still, because when the sun sets, as you right, put a bulb over here, you'll see light this way, but not light this way, because the light is going upwards. So that's called bein hashmashes. Hichsif elyon hichsif dan zeu laila de Rebbe Yehuda. Which what's the shir? The itmar. So now you have like this. Let's first talk about a mil. What's a mil? A mil is 2,000 amas, meaning somewhere between 3,000 and 4,000 feet. How long does it take to walk a mil? 18 minutes. That's really a machloikis. The basic shita is 18. How we arrive at it is not today's shita. Right? You ever heard of 18-minute matzahs? That's where they come from. Right? How long do you have to be machshir a chicken? We don't do it so much, but how long? A minimum, right? A minimum of a mil, 18. So basically it's 18 minutes. The Goyen has a different sheet. It could be it's 22 and a half minutes. That sheet is 24 minutes. Basically you hold it's 18 minutes, right? That's why we have what's called 18-minute matzahs, which means is they don't leave the matzah alone for 18 minutes. For example, 18 minutes. That's a shear mil. It's a small shear mil. So that's what's called a mil. Right now, we'll accept that as the shear. Therefore, itmar, number two. Shear ben, good, we told you the physical things of what's happening. But how long is it? Shear ben hashmash v'kam. I'm a rabbi, b'yidam shmul, shloisha chalke mil. Three parts of a mil. My shloisha chalke mil. Ilay matil sepalga, three halves, because chalik means a half. So, name a mil a mechza, say one and a half. Ella tlasa tilsa mil, you mean three parts, three thirds, aim a mil. Ella tlasa revoy mil. Three parts mean three quarters. So it's three quarters of a mil. Let's do what the mathematics say. What is that? 13 and a half minutes, right? So bein hashmashes is 13 and a half minutes. We pass like this mandama basically. Let's see. So Rav Yosef Amida Mishmul, Rav Yosef said, Shnei chalkei mil, right? My shnei chalkei mil, ilam etrei palga mil, two halves, lema mil. Ella trei revoy mil, two quarters, lema chatsi mil. Ella trei tilsa mil, two thirds. My benayu ik benay palga danka. Palga danka is a 12th. In other words, one holds 12 minutes, one holds 13 minutes, 1.5 minutes is a 12th. But basically, bein hashmashes means mishatishka chama, let's call it three, for right now, three quarters of a mil later. That means, let's take bein hashmash, let's take now shkia. Shkia was around 4:30, right around 4:30. So that means till when can I do malacha erev Shabbos? 4:30, right? When can I do matzei Shabbos? 4:44, right? Right, that's the din. I never did that. Okay, it's a good question. But right now, that's what it seems to say in the Gemara. Okay, so now you have another Gemara. That's where it comes up. This is a Gemara in Shabbos.
Let's turn to Gemara in Pesachim. Okay, so on Tzadik Dalet Beis, let's first see that. There's a din, we just went through Pesach, and I'm sorry, Tzadik Gimel on the Beis. Okay, yeah. Tzadik Gimel on the Beis. So you see the Mishnah, Ezi Derech Rechoyke. What's called Derech Rechoyke, right? Somebody, right, we're going to come up to Pesach Sheni soon, right? At Pesach Sheni, if somebody couldn't bring a carbon the first one. So one of the ways that you potter for carbon Pesach Rishon, meaning Nissen, is Derech Rechoyke. What's called Derech Rechoyke? So it says if you're in the Merdiyim Ulechutz Ukemidas L'Karuach. There's a place called Merdiyim. The Gemara knew what Merdiyim is. And you make a figure out what it is to Merdiyim. And if you're that far away from Merdiyim, from Dazara, of the base of Mikdash, you're called Derech Rechoyke. Now, the Gemara, the Rambam has a different sheet, but right now, Poshup Shan the Gemara, it means like this. It means Amar Ula. Let's take a look at the Gemara. Look at the Gemara. Now, we know the Korban Pesach is brought up on Chatzos. Okay? Amar Ula. min amodim liyushalayim is chamesh esar milin. It's 15 mil, okay? Right? It's 15 mil. That's what it is. How do you figure that out? Let's take a look. Sovala ki hod amar rabba barachana, amar rabbi yechanan. Kama mahalach adam beinini, how does a person go, right? There's even a gears on the side, says adam beinini beyayim, asara parsos. A person can walk 10 parsos, 40 mil in a day. Okay? Now, again, we're not going to the shalos. What does a day mean? Obviously, it doesn't mean every day because the days change. And the shalos, what is course? So it's called a median day. Let's say a perfect 12-hour day. But what's 12 hours from when to when? Are we doing from Shkia from Nates to Shkia? So that's a machloikis. Again, we're not going to go into it. Let's see. So it's 40 mil. Maloisa shacha ad neitzachama chameshes milen. Mishkiya sachama ad seiskochavim chameshes milen. Poshel hu tlosen chameser. You're left with, poshel hu tlosen. You're left with 30. Or it's like this. Let's go through the four time zones. We have what's called a loisa shachar, which is the beginning of the rays coming out. The beginning of the, you know, it's, take a flashlight and put it underneath your desk, right? And look from the other side. You don't see the flashlight, but you see the light because the light travels up. So the sun is somewhere underneath, right? The horizon, but you already see light outside. That's called aloisa shachar, right? Then 5 mil later, which if you go with a mil, 18 minutes, is an hour and a half. If you've ever heard of something called 90 minutes, that's where it comes from this, based on this point of the Gemara. So now you have Alois Ashachar. Then you have what's called sunrise. How you figure out sunrise is also a different question. Does it mean the beginning of the sun, the middle of the sun? That's a different thing. Again, we don't have to go into that. Then you have the day, right? Now, in the day, what's important for us to know of the day is there's Man Krishma, which everybody should know. There's man tefillah and there's chatzais. And then there's a mincha time, plaga mincha, mincha gedayla, and so on. That's what's important to do. That's what the Rebbeinu Shem made the ma'adim, the shemesh erech, so we should know these things, right? To know when to daven, when we say krishma, and so forth, right? Nowadays, we should be very careful because it's, we're not around shuls, and we taka should make sure you call up zmanim, whatever, to know the times. But akoponim, what we're interested in now is chatzos, because chatzos is when you can bring the Korban Pesach. Till when can you bring the Korban Pesach? It's clear from this Gemara, till Shkia. Like, look at the Gemara. In other words, the two endpoints, right? We didn't talk about the second endpoint. The first endpoint is, the first one is from Alois till Nates. Then you have what's called Shkia till Seis, right? That's also 5 mil. Again, 90 minutes. That means if you have 7:30 now, it's 9 o'clock or 9:10. It's Seis HaKochav. Okay. Now, in the middle, you have 30 mil. So, Chamesa Mitzafra Lepalga Diyema, 15 mil from the morning, meaning Nates, till half the day, v'chameis palgayama la'urta, and 15 mil from the middle of the day, palgayama la'urta, till the evening. That means you have from 12 o'clock, right? Let's call it on a perfect day. Let's say if we say the day is 6 o'clock. We'll assume right now 6 to 6. That means Aloysa Shacha was 4:30 and Seis Kachavim is 7:30, right? So Shkia is 6 and Nates is 6. That's how we're assuming. So you have 30 mil, and therefore half of the time from Chatzais till Shkia is 15 mil, right? Make a quick cheshbon in 15 mil. So 15 mil, if it takes 18, now mil is about 6/10 of a mile. Now, how much does a person walk nowadays, basically, in a mile? I mean, after a mile, I would stop, but how long does it take usually a person to? 17, 18 minutes. So over here, it says 18 minutes for a mil. Okay, they were shorter then, I guess. But a koponim, so if you make a cheshbon, 18 times 10 is 180 minutes. 18 times 5 is another 90 minutes. That's 270 minutes. That's like 4 hours, 4.5 hours. So you have about 4.5 hours. You have 15 mil, right? So you have 15 mil, right? And 15 mil, so it comes 4.5 hours, which somehow doesn't work out with the 12 to 6, right? Because it should be 6 hours. Right, 6 hours is 360 minutes. So that already is not today's share. We'll do that another time. Okay, so now, being that said, in other words, what the Gemara is holding is like this. Der chachoyke means if I start walking at Chatzos. If you want to bring the Karban Pesach and you live in America, you'd already be in Eretz Yisrael a few days before, right? You'd take a trip and stay in the hotel, wherever you're staying, for already 2 days. But the real thing is, Der Chayka means if I start walking at Chatzos, let's talk about walking, and I walk to the Azara, will I make it in time before Shkia? That's what the Gemara says. Okay, now, later on, let's turn to Daf Tzadik Dalad. The Gemara proves that the Cheshbin was not a real good Cheshbin. The Gemara comes out like this. The Gemara comes out, we'll say it outside because you have to see the whole Shakra Tayyid. That it's not, it's the same thing. A person works 40 mil in a day. The two endpoints are not 5 mil and not 5 and 5 mil. The two endpoints are 4 mil and 4 mil. Now, everybody who knows math say simply 18 times 4 is 72. That's what we get our what's called 72 minutes. Okay, we'll see what that is. So, in other words, the midpoint of the day is 12 o'clock again. 6 is Shkia, we call it. And that is 16 mil. That's what it comes out. But Yiach Shia, what does the Gemara come out? That from Shkia till Seisa Kochavim is 4 mil. So now look at Toysus, Rav Yudah Imer, Mishkia Sechama, Seisa Kochavim, Arba Milin. Kosher L'Rabbeinu Tam. The Besayf B'mem Adlik in the Gemara we did in Shabbos, Amar Ezu Bein Hashmashis, Mishetishka Chama, Kolzman Shmanei Ma'ezach Nevin, Divra B'yayu, Maskin Hassam, Bein Hashmashis Rabbi Yehuda is Tlosa Revoy Mil. Like we said before, 3/4 of a mil. Okay? You hear? So Bein Hashmashis is 3/4 of a mil. Again, that's how much? 13.5 minutes. V'hacha k'am Rabbi Yehuda Gufei, and Rabbi Yehuda himself, this Rabbi Yehuda, this Gemara, arba'a milin, it's 4 mil, from Shkia to Tseis is 4 mil. Now, be'etzim, let's look at Tosfos in the way Tosfos in Shabbos asks it. Let's turn back to Shabbos. Daf lamed hey, trey tilsa mil, kosher, the hacha masha, the Mishkia sachama, adalaila leka ela tlasa, Revoy mil, 3/4 of a mil. Rabbi Yehuda Gufei beperk mishahaya tomei. The Gemara we just saw in Sidal Sava the Mishkia Sachama says Kachavim 4 million. Now Tosfos adds in a one line over here. Now let's stop. What's the kasha? How do you understand the kasha? What's the kasha?
Which daf are we on?
I'm sorry, Daf Lamed Hey.
That there's a 58 and a half minute discrepancy.
There's a 58 and a half minute. Why?
Because in one place he says Shkia is only 13 and a half minutes, and the other place he says from Shkia to Tseis is 13 and a half
minutes. Where does it say from Shkia to Tseis?
It says it in Stockholm. From Shkia to Tseis is 72 minutes. It's 4.
No. Mil, let's go back to Shabbos of David. What does it say in Shabbos?
So we said it's 13 and a half minutes.
What 13 and a half minutes?
Bein Hashmashis.
Right. And what do we say in Psachim?
Psachim, we say that Beit HaShemashos is 4 mil, which is 72
mil. No. What we don't, there's not a word mentioned about Beit HaShemashos.
No, we just say that the end point from Shkia until Tseis, from Shkia till Tseis is 4 mil.
So what's the stira?
So it sounds like it gets dark only after 4 mil.
So it sounds, you're saying already you're softening up a little. It sounds. What does that mean, it sounds? Why does it sound? The Teretz is what Tosis adds this word to support what you're saying. That's why he puts in an extra line. What really you're saying is that there's no real steer in the two Gemaras. The Gemara says Bein HaShemashos is 3/4 of a mil. All right, what happens after 3/4 of a mil? What happens then?
L'chairis Laila. L'chaira.
Yeah, that's Laila, right? 3/4 of a mil later, right? And in the Gemara in Pesachim, what does it say?
That says the Kachavim is Laila.
Oh, it doesn't. It says this says Kachavim. It doesn't say it's Laila. Says the Kachavim is 4 mil after. So maybe there's a difference between Laila and says the Kachavim. You follow?
Yeah.
Maybe it is Laila. That's, again, let's say today's date, it's 7:53 and a half, right?
And Seis is later.
And Seis is 8:52, right?
So maybe then what is, so then according to that, what is Seis? And it was, signify?
That's why Tyson brings in Seis HaKachavim Laila.
Isn't that Pashat?
What? I mean,
isn't that Pashat? What else, what other din could... What other din could say?
You're right. That's because you never thought of it. And I didn't think of it. Right? But there was someone named the Vilna Gaon who has a different way of thinking than you and I. So that's what we're going to... But you're right. That's what Tosfos... And he's going to argue on Tosfos. The Gemara says that they used to do the Malacha in the Beis HaMikdash from the Yom Ad Laila. And Laila is Tosfos HaKachavim. The Gemara says that. Right, the Gemara brings a pasuk, "Mocha b'kra v'nachnu oisim b'malacha me'yayim ad alayla," and it says "Seis kachavim." That's the question. So you're right, but you see, Tosfos had to put in that line. Okay, so now let's see what Tosfos answers.
You are listening to BensTorah.com.
V'hasa mayri betchilas shkia, v'hacha mishetishka misoyv shkia, acha shenichnas. Chama ba'ove arikiya. You hear? Comes along Rabbeinu Tam. Every yeshiva bacha knows this because he learned Mishnah Berurah that there are two shkiyas. I know it's according to Rabbeinu Tam. Shkiya tonight is 7:40, right? That's called shkiya sachama. The Gemara in Pesachim, if you notice, doesn't say shkiya sachama. It says mishetishka chama. Shkiya sachama is the beginning of the sun setting. Tishka Chama is the total setting of the sun. In other words, the sun sets, it goes under the horizon. But you look outside, it's still light. And that, till it goes, what's called the Oive Harikia, which there are probably people who know what that means. I don't know these things in science. But it seems it goes into a window, just imagine. And it goes, and it's beyond anything. There's no light coming out. That is 3/4 of an hour, three quarters of a mil, I'm sorry, before Seis HaKachavim. In other words, according to Rabbeinu Tam, Shkia tonight is 7:40. That's, and then 58 and a half minutes later, which means 8:38 and a half, is still daytime, yeah. So, Enochanami, if you have a child born last Friday at 8 o'clock, 8:15, 8:30, he is born on Friday. You do the bris meal on Friday. You can smoke a cigarette or whatever. Let's, again, I don't hope Avi doesn't put up a sign, smoking is dangerous for your health, when we said that last week about smoking and Yom Tov. But you can still do malacha. In fact, that was pretty prevalent in Hungary not that many years ago. Could be even when the Samarov came to America, he did, some say. In Litta, Rabitzel writes, till 150 years ago, so let's go back 100 and something years ago, Rabitzel writes, more than 200, 300 years ago in Litta, it was common to do malacha till then. Yeah. So that means if a person will do malacha last night at 8 o'clock, he's chayv a chatas, he's chayv a skila, right? And a child born then will have a bris mila on Shabbos. Then at, again, what are we holding? 8:38 and a half for the next 13 and a half minutes, which means 8:52. That's called Bein HaShmashes. Rabbeinu Tam is saying that there are two Shkiyas. There's what's called Shkiyah Rishayin. Gemara's Lashon Shkiyah. So the Gemara in Psachim, when it says it's 4 mil, that's from Shkiyah Rishayin, the first Shkiyah. From the first Shkiyah till Tzeis Kachav and Staka, 4 mil. Tzeis Kachav is Laila. True. 4 mil later is Laila. The Gemara says Bein HaShmash is 3/4 mil. 3/4 mil before that 72 minutes, that's called Bein HaShmashes. But till that point, it's still daytime. So that's
Rabbi, the daytime. One question which I always had on this is, if there are two Shkiyas, yeah, the Gemara should have said so. The Gemara somewhere should have said that there are two Shkiyas. The Gemara doesn't say anywhere that there's two.
According to Rabbi Natan, it does. So in Sefer HaYosher, which the Rishayim didn't have, Avineza had it, he explains the Shita. First of all, he says there's a difference between Shkiyas Chama, Tishka Chama. And let me ask you a more basic question, Rav David. What do you care about the first Shkia? Who cares?
Well, the Indian being Chayav Chatas for Shabbos, for instance.
No. It's still called daytime.
Right, so if you do a
Avodah's Beis HaMikdash.
Who?
Avodah's Beis HaMikdash.
Who told you that?
I think the Rosh Hashiva said it many times.
Okay, so let's wait 1 second. I'm asking of David, though.
I don't understand the question.
The question is, what is Shkiyah Rishayin? If Bein HaShmashes starts tonight at 8:38, almost 8:40, until then it's Yom, as all the day. You walk into Williamsburg, you can catch a mincha till 8:40.
Right.
You won't catch it after. They will not allow it. People think, see them daven when they want to. It's not true. The places that daven, I've had many times where I go to Eden Palace. After the chuppah, I go learn in a shul nearby. And in the summer months, a lot of times, they're about to start, and I want to join for Ma'ariv, and all of a sudden, I realize they're davening mincha. Right. Okay? It's pretty pashut because you can daven till Shkiyah Shniyah. A child that's born then, you would do a bris mila. We don't do it nowadays. But as far as davening the Mako, that's for sure. Okay?
Right.
So what is Shkiyah Rishayin? Lamai nafkamina.
To daven mincha.
No. You can daven mincha till 8:40. Shkiyah Rishayin is 7:40. Almost. Who cares about Shkiyah Rishayin?
Who cares about the fact that it's called Shkiyah Rishayin?
Yeah, what is a negeya?
Maybe licht.
What?
Maybe no get the licht. We work backwards to figure out when licht benching is.
What's that? Who's talking?
Howard.
Howie, what are you talking about? What does that mean?
In other words, how do we determine when we light candles?
A little before Shkia.
Okay, so that's why Shkia Rishona may be important.
No, it has nothing to do with Shkia Rishona for carrot. If you light before Shkia Rishona, according to Rabbeinu Tam, you got problems. If you go to Rabbeinu Tam in the summer months, I hate to tell you what we all do, Makabel Shabbos early has no meaning whatsoever. Not whatsoever. According to Rabbeinu Tam, it's like making Kiddush in the middle of the week. So Pesach said it, and it's really the Gemara and Psachim. So the answer is you have to learn these Taisusim are Kitzer of two Taisusim in Menachos and Zvachim. Zvachim Nunvav, Menachos Chafam Abeis. Huge taisusim, right? But it's always kedai to learn big taisusim. That makes a difference between the men and the boys. So we'll say it outside. Very posh it. What did the Gemara, and this answers your question, Rav David. How did the Gemara figure out till when is it called a derech achoika for a carbon Pesach? Let's turn to Gemara and Zvachim. Okay. You see the bottom of Nun Vav Amid Aleph. Amar Bitzak Bar Avudimi, Menayan Ledam Shinifsal Bishkiya Sachama, Shinema Beyayim Akriva Yazifra Yachal, Beyayim Shatazaveach Atamakriv, Beyayim Shiyatazaveach Iatamakriv. You can't throw the dam after Shkiya Sachama. Yeah? So you see the Taisis Menayan Ledam? It's a little too big for us to go through the whole thing, but I'll just focus on one thing over here. Tosfos is bothered. What do you need a pasuk for? You other pasukim that avoid that has to be done dafka today. What is this special pasuk coming to tell you? Comes along Tosfos and says, you know what? Zok Tosfos. Everybody sees Tosfos Minayin Ladam. You ever see Menayin Ladam? Yeah?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So go down the Tosfos. Yeah. Where it says Lameimar. It's like where the Gemara ends, the line on the Gemara is L'chol. There's a Tosfos Lameimar Menayin Ladam. You have a V'yesh L'farish. Last one, the line is Tosfos V'yesh. Everybody has it. I'll wait a minute. Until everybody gets it. Okay. V'yesh lefarish, shkia sachama, haynu tchilas shkia, koidem tesa kachavim. Kedamrinin, like we say, dimishkia sachama tses kachavim dalad milim, beperek mish shem hayatame, v'choshuv yoyim le'inyin shemitzvasim b'yoyim. Avada, it's still called daytime, like we said, mila, you can still do a mila, right? At shayfer, you can still blow a shayfer, right? You can do everything. Lulav, you can still take a lulav. 7:30 at night tonight, 8 o'clock tonight, you can still take a lulav if it was sukkahs. You can still blow a shayfer if it's Rosh Hashanah. V'chulu v'chulu, okay? He says, but legabe, I lost the place, so just I scrolled down a little too much. He said, but legabe karbonis, that's the end of the day. You can't do zrika sadam anymore. Yeah? Once you shechted carbon, now you want to do zrika sadam? Sorry, 7:40, too late. You hear? Once at 7, that's the pshat in the two shkiyas.
Where does Tosfos see that from? Where does Tosfos know this from? Where does Tosfos know this from?
How big the Tosfos is? Oh. I'm going to have to give you. Yeah, you're off now. Okay, so you'll take. All right, we'll continue this shit tonight. I thought we'd have more, you know, be able to cover more, but I guess on Zoom we go a little slower. But Koponim, you hear? This is what comes on Tosfos. According to Tosfos, Shkiri Shaina tonight 7:40 is still daytime. Friday you can still do malacha. Shabbos you're not allowed to do malacha b'vados. 8 o'clock, you can still blow a shofar, you can still eat, still take a lulav b'chulu, but you can't bring a carbon, and that's why it's called the derech haikah, only to 7:40.
So now, according to Tosfos, you shouldn't be allowed to daven mincha after Shkir Shona then.
Who's asking that?
Joey Cavalier.
Jerry Cavalier, very good, Joey. You don't remember me asking this 20-some years ago?
Sorry.
So it's very good, Joey, very good. So Joey's asking him, Cain, Yezakasha, how do Hasidim daven after Shkia? He says, I can hear, you could be Michal Shabbos, or if you want to be Samech on the Raisa. You could take a lulav, a chulu. Avada the din is, let's say if somebody, Chas V'Shon, didn't take a lulav the first day for some, he was a oynes, Rahman Atzlan, a person is in a coma, he wakes up 8 o'clock tonight, he would take a lulav, Shem Yachim, right? Without a bracha, okay, but he takes it because going to Bein time is still daytime. But Joey's asking, so how do you daven mincha there? Excellent question. We'll get to that. So Shagasayas Kasha. We'll get to that another time. Okay, Joey? That's a good question. But that's what Rabbeinu Tam says. And therefore, according to Rabbeinu Tam, it is true. You could daven. We'll see why. But that's Rabbeinu Tam. There are two shkias. So whenever we talk about shkia, remember, according to Rabbeinu Tam, this shkia sachama and Tishka Chama. I give it to everybody. You can look at this Tosfos and Menachos Daf Chaf and Mebeis. It's very geschmack to go through this. That's according to Rabbeinu Tam. Okay? Now, according the Goyen argues on it. The Goyen's basic question is, this can't be the Metzius. If you look outside tonight at 8:15, it's dark. How could you still call it day? How could that be that it's still called day? And a few other questions too that he has. You hear? That's the Goyen's question. Therefore, the Goyen says, 7:40 tonight is Shkia. That's it. You can't do Malacha. 13 and a half minutes. The Goyen maybe holds that it's 20, mil is 22 and a half minutes. It's on the gas right now. But Kiyadua, Rav Shmuel Salant and Yerushalayim used to do Malacha a quarter of an hour after Shkia. He held that in Eretz Yisrael, you see Bechush. Anybody knows that? Like the Goyen, right? In fact, they say the Rabbeinu Tam lived in Bavel, the Metzius was different, but it's come out very hard to understand. That means, according to the Goyen, Shkia tonight is 7:40. Seis is, let's call it, 8 o'clock. 8 o'clock is Seis. A baby born at 8 o'clock, according to the Goyen, would Zicha have his bris milah on Shabbos if it happened Friday at 8 o'clock. Zicha the Goyen would pass in that way. Right? He had no... I don't think he went at all with Rabbeinu Tam. And Lemaisa, there are Shitas of Goyenim, Shitas Rishayim, right? There are people who have written Sfarim on this. They found many Rishayim at the time that they didn't have. But that's the Goyen. Now, the question is, well, how does the Goyen answer the Stira? According to the Goyen, it's like a three-quarters of a mil after the first Shkia. So why does Gemara say Tseisker Chavim is 4 mil? The Goyen says there's a second Tseisker Chavim. What is that, Negeya? It's not negay really anything. It's negay pshat in the Gemara in Brachis. When the Gemara says that it's a pshat that's not in the Rishayim, totally different than the Rishayim, that when the Gemara says that somebody who's a Tomei cannot eat truma tal tseis kachavim, it means tseis kola kachavim. That's all it's negaya. And why it's over there, it's a different thing. But that's the going. And that's the steer between the two Gemaras. And because of this stira, we have all the shitas. There's other shitas too, the Urayim, but these are the two basic shitas. If you learn Reish Samach Aleph and Mishabura, you open up a Mishabura, you'll see he's Marich the Rebbeinu Tam and he's Marich and the Goyen, what the two shitas are. What I wanted to get to today, and we'll leave as a question, what's the stira? The stira, like David said, is because Shkia, Tseis Kachavim is Laila, what else? He says, wait a minute, one second. So what if Tseis HaKavim is Laila? If it's Laila, so what's Bein HaShmashis? Bein HaShmashis is 3/4 of a mil after 7:40. And according to the Gemara in Psachim, right, Tseis HaKavim tonight is 8:52, so it's a stira. What's the stira? Like Tseis himself says, Tseis HaKavim is Laila. I have a question for you. At 8 o'clock tonight, what happens? It's past Bein HaShmashis. So what is it? If it's Bein HaShmashis, what is it? So 8 o'clock means it's Monday, right? Yom Sheni. I've told you a few times in this year that, you know, this that you put on your radio at 12 o'clock at night. Right? Okay, nowadays you don't need to listen to radio anymore to get traffic. But when you put it on and the guy says good morning, you should ask him, why is it morning? What makes it morning now? The Minchas Aluza had a Rebbe in Kabbalah, Rav Shlomo Eliezer Alfandri. There's a street called Alfandri, Rav Meir Belsky Olav Hashom used to live there. The Ger Rebbe lived there. Both Ger Rebbes lived there. In Gula, near Ger. So near what's called, used to be called Melo Merkaz, I forgot what they call it now. So over there, this Rav Shlomo Eliezer Alfandri, the Rosh Yeshiva Zatzal Rav Vutna saw him when he was 126. Wow. He lived in Yerushalayim. He was not married. He had a child at 16. The child was niftah. He divorced his wife and never got married. He was ish kodesh admoy. Nobody understood him. They say, even though I've never verified, I know it, that when he left Turkey, he went to America, saw Abe Lincoln, made a bracha on him as Isaacman, and then he came to Eretz Yisrael. Why he made a bracha on Abe Lincoln, why he wanted to see him, I don't know, maybe he held him because I heard he was good to the Jews, Abe Lincoln, that could be. But Akoponim, Rosh Yeshiva said, he would not see the Chavrin HaBachrim because they didn't have beards. He would not talk to them in learning. He used to say to Pusik, Rav Gainas verified it to me last, when was he here? 2 years ago? 2 years ago he was here. So he verified the story for me. He said that he used to say to Pusik, Shimu Bonim Yiruli, right? That in order to go ahead and you want me to hear to you, you have to look like a Jew. You have to have a beard. So Vutna grew a beard to talk to him. He came in, he said he was 126. He had this big Yushalmi house, like 20 feet high, like the old, and he was on top of a ladder looking at Svarim and holding different Svarim. He was perfectly healthy. Munkacha held him to be his Rebbe in Kabbalah through Svarim. Munkacha made a special trip in the 1920s to see him. There's a book written about it. In fact, the year he wrote it was Nifta in L.A. 30, 35 years ago. I forgot his name. Munkacha's no, you can ask Yossi Ostreicher. And he came up and he went to see the Afandari and he asked him, what time, when are you going to see me again? So he said, I'll come tomorrow, 10 o'clock in the morning. So he started shaking the Afandari. He says, how could you talk that way? He says, what's wrong? 10 o'clock means what? He says, 10 o'clock means 10 hours, 10 o'clock. That's the clock means. He says, you're not allowed to use that clock. You're giving credence. You're saying 10 hours. He says, how do you talk? 3 hours in the day is 4 hours in a day. Like we say by Krishna, the first Mishnah. Adem Asai Krishna, Shalosh Shos. Adem Asai Mispalim, Arba Shos, Shei Shos. It starts from the beginning of the day. It's like a Pel Dikazach. As far as I understand, the Muslims, I don't know anymore, didn't use this such a, because it was Taka Isa Ish. And I asked people to verify it. You could Google it, whatever you want to do, and they said that's Taka true. But yeah, Shia, we start Monday tonight. So if you do 3/4 mil after 7:40, that's around 8 o'clock. 8 o'clock starts Monday. So Yom Sheni, Ein Hachanami. Comes along with Yitzchak Isaac Chaver. Yitzchak Isaac Chaver did not see the Gra. He was a Talmud of Talmidei Gra, of Mendel Shklover. He's called the Pesh Shlishi LaGra because all his Svarim are based on the Gra, his Svarim in Kabbalah. He was a big guy in learning. So he says, I don't know, there's no stira really. What's the stira? 3/4 mil is Monday. Tonight, 8 o'clock starts Monday. But it's still daytime. Yeah. So, 8 o'clock tonight starts Monday. Laila and Yoim. Maybe a day means Yoim, Laila and Yoim. Maybe it's still called daytime. Look at the words of the Gemara. 3/4 mil. Let's first hear the question. 3/4 mil is a new day, Monday. Yeah. But that new day starts 3/4 mil after, but it's still daytime. It's still called daytime.
Then
3/4 mil later, which is, you know, whatever, 8:52, starts nighttime. And then tomorrow morning is daytime again. What's wrong with that?
Wait a second. How could it be that? Let's see. First he could daven, and then he realized he didn't daven mincha. Yeah, so he could still, then he could daven.
What's one got to do with the other?
Still daytime.
Who says you could, if you could daven ma'ariv day and you can't daven mincha? That's not a question.
Still daytime.
What?
It's still daytime.
So?
According to your rate of time, you can do mincha.
But we said you can't bring, what do you mean? So what? No, so what? What's it got to do with Bain of Tom? This is a whole different question. It's a new day. It's a new day. Who's asking? Avi?
Yeah.
Avi, what's not a question? It's a new day. What kind of mincha? Mincha's from Sunday. It's Monday now.
So Gabi, why is it still day then?
What?
So Gabi, why is it still day? We're saying it's still day.
It's called daytime. Can you be? You could wear tzitzis.
Uh-huh.
You could put on tefillin.
So, we can't. But it's the next day already.
Yeah. Well, somebody asked a different question before.
Vayir.
Who's asking that?
Me, Rafal.
The Vayir Vayker means that it was that What does Erev mean? Erev doesn't mean Lila. Erev means it's the sunset. That's what we call it Ma'ariv, because the sun sets, right? It's Erev. It starts to get mixed up. It's dark and light. And it means the sunset. So now you're going to ask me, okay, so if that's true, can I blow Shofar for Rosh Hashanah? Can I do a bris milah on the eighth day?
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.